Big Bill Haywood, General Secretary Treasurer of the IWW. Big Bill, when he was the Secretary Treasurer of the Western Federation of Miners, when their headquarters were in Butte, Montana, would take his wife, Nevada Jane Miner, down to the train station. She'd been crippled in a riding accident and couldn't walk, and Bill would carry her down to the train station. While Bill was out in the bars organizing the men, Nevada Jane would sit down by the train station and organize the women. At the end of the day, Bill would go down there, pick up his wife in his massive arms, and with the kids hanging on his shoulders, he would walk back up that long, steep hill, mile high, in Butte, Montana. Are the linens turned down in folds of glowing white? And are you laying there alone again tonight? He's marching with the men in the blowing cold and rain. You know he'll come back home, Nevada Jane. And when he stumbles in with blood upon his shirt, washing up alone just to hide the hurt, he'd lay down by your side and wake you with your name and hold you in his arms, Nevada Jane. Have you seen the way he holds her as though she was a bride? Children riding on his shoulders, strong and wide. She never thought to scold him or even to complain. Big Bill always loved Nevada Jane. Nevada Jane went riding, her pony took a fall. The doctor said she'd never walk again at all. But Bill could lift her lightly, the big hands rough and plain, and gently carry home Nevada Jane. Have you seen the way he holds her as though she was a bride? Children riding on his shoulders, strong and wide. She never thought to scold him or even to complain. But Big Bill always loved Nevada Jane. The storms of Colorado rained for 10 long years. The mines of old Montana, they were filled with blood and tears. Arizona, California, and Utah knew the name of the man who always loved Nevada Jane. And now the ranks have scattered like leaves upon the breeze, and with them go the memory of harder times than these. Some things never change, but they always stay the same, just like the way Bill loved Nevada Jane. Have you seen the way he holds her as though she was a bride? Children riding on his shoulders, strong and wide. Scold him or even to complain, 'cause Big Bill always loved Nevada Jane. Yes, Big Bill always loved Nevada Jane.
Well, a Little Red Songbook ain't a Little Red Songbook anymore. It used to be just pocket size, but now they got a long version that fits in the neck of your guitar case. You know. This is a song that's in there. It was based on the comments of Fred Wright, who was a labor cartoonist for the United Electrical Engineers. His best cartoon, in my mind, was a picture of the boss with his arm around the worker. And he says, we're partners in production. And then, of course, they produce too much, like industry invariably does. And they had to cut back, and so they laid off the worker. And the boss is saying, so long, partner. Fred Wright, he died, and of course the electrical workers made this book of his cartoons, which the copy that I have was a reward for playing for the electrical workers. Pretty good union, the electrical workers. They never paid any of their officials that ran the union any more than the highest paid electrical worker. And so when they asked me if I'd come and sing for them, I didn't charge them any more than the highest paid electrical workers. They'll ask you to be partners in production. They'll invite you to come in and be a friend. And they'll keep you in the dream while the money's nice and green. But it will be so long, partner, in the end. They'll ask you to come in and share the burden in the awesome task to keep them from the red. And they'll keep the promise going while the money's rolling in. But it will be so long, partner, in the end. And they'll tell you not to worry about the farmer, even though he feeds you now and then. It should come as no surprise, it's just free enterprise. And they'll tell him so long, partner, in the end. Now they'll ask you to come in and be a partner, and they're asking us for soldiers once again. So I'll say it just once more, if you have to go to war, it will just be so long, partner, in the end.
Be moved, we shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We're fighting for our freedom, we shall not be moved. We're fighting for our freedom, we shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We're fighting for our union.
We shall not be moved.
We're fighting for our union.
We shall not be moved
like a tree planted by the water. Children,
we shall not be moved.
We're fighting for our children.
We shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be.
Black and white together,
we shall not be moved.
Black and together we shall not be moved. Like a tree planted by the water, we shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved. Like a tree that's planted by the water, we shall not be moved.
Beat it, Bo, while your feet are mates. We'll see these whole United States with a pal and a song and a fire at night, up in the early morning bright, with nothing but road and sky in sight, and nothing to do but go. Beat it, Bo, while the walking's good, while the bird on the wire is still sawing wood. If today ain't the best for you and me, well, there's always tomorrow, come and see, and a day after that is going to be, and there's nothing to do but go. I'm the rambling son with the itchy feet. I never was meant for that steady beat. Oh, I've had a good job for a little spell, and I've been on the bum, and I've hit it swell. But there's only one road to fare thee well, and there's nothing to do but go.
I've traveled all over this country, no doubt, from the east to the west, from the north to the south. I've rolled in the mud like a turtle at play. I ain't taken a bath yet since Armistice Day. Bira-bim-bim-bom-bam, it's a big bum I am. I just want you to know I'm the best hobo man. When I was a boy, that's a long time ago, a man paid me to shovel his sidewalk of snow. He give me a dime and a nickel, that's all. So I shoveled the snow right back onto it all. Bira bim bim bum bam, it's a big bum I am. I just want you to know I'm the best hobo man. Now I like a drink of water, that's true, but when there's no water, rye whiskey will do. Just give me the butt of a 10-cent cigar and an old-fashioned tune on a trusty guitar. Bira bim bim bom bam, it's a big bum I am. I just want you to know I'm the best hobo man. East side, west side, all around the town, Bowery bums are shuffling on the sidewalks up and down. Some of them are sober and some can't see to walk, and each night they bounce their heads upon the sidewalks of New York.
Ready?
If y'all will shut your traps, I will tell you of a chap who was broken up against it for a fare. No, he's not that kind of jerk. He's looking hard for work, but he heard the same old story everywhere. Tramp, 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 keep on the trampin', nothing doing here for you. Here again, you will wear the ball and chain. Keep a tramp, and that's the best thing you can do. Well, he walked up and down the street till his shoes fell off his feet. Inside a house, he spied a lady cooking stew. And he said, how do you do? May I chop some wood for you? What the lady told him made him feel so blue. Tramp, 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 keep on the tramp. Nothing doing here for you. If I catch you here again, you will wear the ball and chain. Keep a tramp, and that's the best thing you can do. Well, he walked up and down the street until a cop he did sigh and see.
And he said, hey boy, what time did you blow into town? And he said, let's go see the judge. But the judge, he said, oh, fudge. Bums who haven't any money need and come around.
Tramp, 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 keep on the tramp. And nothing doing here for you.
If I catch you here again, you will wear the ball and chain.
Keep a tramp, and that's the best thing you can do.
Down the street a sign he read, work for Jesus, so it said. And he said, now here's my chance, I'll surely try. Well, he got down on the floor till his knees got rather sore, and at mealtime he heard the preacher cry.
Tramp, 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 keep on the tramp. Been nothing doing here for you.
If I catch you here again,
you will wear the ball and chain.
Keep a tramp,
and that's the best thing you can do.
Finally came that happy day when his life did pass away. Well, he thought he'd go to heaven when he died. But when he got to them pearly gates, St. Peter, that mean old skate, slammed the gate right in his face and loudly cried.
Tramp, 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 keep on a trampin'. Nothing doing here for you.
If I catch you
here again, you will wear the ball and chain. Keep a trampin', that's the best thing you can do.
I had this old friend who caught the westbound recently here, a fellow by the name of Bo Burdetti. They called him Bo Burdetti because he ran away from home when he was 17 years old, and he went hobo and wound up in Britt, Iowa, where the hobos, at least some of the hobos, celebrate their hobo-dom every year. They just celebrated a year ago 100 years of this. Bo Burdetti, I guess he didn't hobo all that much when he got to Britt. He went to work for a farmer, and eventually he met a good-looking woman and married her and settled down in Caledonia, Minnesota. Caledonia, Minnesota, if you're not familiar with that part of the world, is in the tip of Minnesota, where it borders Iowa on one side and Wisconsin across the river on the other. Caledonia. Bo Burdetti, I liked Bo Burdetti because he liked my music. And any time I played around the river towns, Bo Burdetti'd be in the audience there. He'd want to talk about trains, talk about the hobo life. And he used to marvel at a diesel locomotive that could take 150 cars and yank it from a dead stop, get it going 40 miles an hour in a space of two city blocks. And it's important to know that, because if you're going to catch out, you better get on that little puppy while it's sitting still. If you wait too long, you're going to lose a leg or an arm or maybe one of your other favorite parts. The steam train could do that, too. The steam engine could pull 150 cars, no problem. But the engineer, in order to get 150 cars rolling, he had to back the train up into itself and take up the slack in all the couplers and drawbars he might gain 60 feet doing that, and then when he poured the coal to it, it was a domino effect. He just moved one car at a time. And if you're old enough to remember the days of steam, you can remember that noise. That noise was horrendous. Bo Burdetti, he said, you can believe that if you want to, if you have a romance with the truth. The real reason that the engineer made all that noise was so that all the hobos would know the train was leaving. Whistle on the midnight train is sweet tonight, calling me the way an old-time lover might. And every time that whistle moans, it says to me, I'll take you back to where your soul is free. There's something about the way that lady sings tonight. Her raucous melody warms up the hobo night. And I have not felt this way since I was 17. Once upon a time when steam was king. Come on, you worn out railroad bum, it's time to go. Time to go. Time to go. Come on, you worn out railroad bum, get up and roll. Rattling back to where your soul is free. Somewhere in the murky night that whistle wails. I swear it's calling me, come on and ride the rails. Telling me to leave my callous things behind. Telling me it'll take me back in time. Come on, you worn out railroad bum, it's time to go. Time to go. Time to go. Come on, you worn out railroad bum, get up and roll. Rattling back to where your soul is free. One by one, my friends have caught the westbound run, and they're waiting by the river there for me to come. So you don't have to worry what becomes of me. I'm rattling back to where my soul is free. Come on, you worn out railroad bum, it's time to go. Time to go. Time to go. Come on, you worn out railroad bum, get up and roll. Rattling back to where your soul is free. Come on, you worn out railroad bum, it's time to go. Time to go, time to go. Come on, you worn out railroad bum, get up and roll. Rattling back to where your soul is free. Rattling back to where your soul is free.